Welcome to the Rurik Report. Today is February 1st, 2023. We have now entered the land of morons. The globalists who cry every 5 minutes that the earth is melting from global warming have hit a new low. From Bill and Melinda Gates to the climate ambassador John Kerry, climate activists have sounded the alarm about how melting ice will soon raise the oceans to levels that swallow the world's beaches. So while they're telling you to make radical changes to your life to save the planet, some of the country's most vocal climate change activists have invested heavily in luxury oceanfront property along beaches they've claimed will be underwater one day due to rising sea levels. John Kerry, who consistently flies around the world collecting awards for his work in climate activism, berates those who aren't reducing their carbon footprint. He spends his time mocking those who say it is pseudoscience and is on the constant warpath saying water levels are rising and coastlines will be underwater. Well, John Kerry is a total fraud. Kerry's concerns did not prevent him from investing considerably in oceanfront property that, by his own account, could be underwater in the near future. Kerry spent $1.75 million in 2017 for a sprawling estate on the beach in Martha's Vineyard. The property includes more than 18 acres of land on which his seven-bedroom home sits, overlooking the Vineyard Sound. So tell me, if everything is going to be underwater in a few years, why would you spend millions on beachfront property? Well, the answer is simple. The climate change narrative is a scam. These are the idiots who tell us that due to climate change, the sea levels have risen so much that the coastlines are underwater. Yet those levels have not changed in decades, and these same people yelling the most about it are the ones making fortunes on morons who believe they're nonsense. And where are they building homes? You guessed it, on the coastlines. It's interesting to note that while they cry all day about the CO2 levels, the Antarctic region has recorded no average rise in temperatures in the last 70 years. And in 2021, saw its coldest six-month winter since records began in the 1950s. So despite their cry that temperatures are rising and that Antarctica is falling into the sea, the opposite has taken place. The unelected global elitists at the World Economic Forum have now taken another step in their stupidity and now want you to stop eating meat. They are now pushing hard for Westerners to eat bugs. Sweden's leading grocery retailer, ICA, has received much criticism after publishing an environmentally friendly recipe on its website. The recipe has come under fire and is called insect salad with chili and garlic and roasted vegetables. So what do you think the protein they suggest? 1 3/4 cups of fresh mealworms. And in case you don't know what a mealworm is, mealworms are larvae of darkling beetles. These beetles have 4 life stages: egg, larva, pupa, adult. But the thing is, mealworms are typically used as pet food for captive reptiles, it's used for fishing, and also used as bird food. To give you an idea of how large ICA is, they account for approximately half of Sweden's grocery trade. But many customers are now upset by the company's craze for turning insects into human food. The European Commission decision, enacted on January 24, 2023, allows insect additives to food. The Commission has approved food additives made from powdered crickets to appear in foods such as pizza, pasta, and cereals across the European Union. Also, maggot-like larvae of lesser mealworms will become the 4th insect that can be sold as food for people in the European Union. 8 more applications await approval. In some countries, bugs are already being eaten. Hundreds of state-funded primary schools across the Netherlands are already offering young, impressionable students an assortment of worms and insects to eat. Also in the UK, primary school children in Wales are now being given mealworms and crickets on their lunch plates. This is simply out of control. If parents sit idly by and allow these lunatic globalists to dictate what people, and worse yet, children will eat, then you need to start pulling your kids out of their schools. You need to hit them where it has the most effect, their wallets. Stop supporting this nonsense. Stop listening to their lies. They are feeding you bugs and maggots while they feast in million-dollar palaces all on your dime. It's time people wake up. Critics highlight that insects in food are harmful to humans and believe that when insects become widely accepted as food additive by authorities and politicians, their consumption will be normalized across the board and unavoidable for consumers. Start paying attention to the labeling of your food choices, and if they contain bugs or powdered bugs or anything related, don't buy it. Force these producers to label their ingredients to indicate whether these foods contain bugs or bug elements. We have now reached levels of stupidity that are hardly measurable. CO2 is not poison. In fact, it is a nutrient for life on Earth. The CO2 levels on the planet are not causing global warming like they are trying to drill into your head. Just look at the Vostok ice core samples as your proof. CO2 levels vary consistently and historically. The Earth is alive, and these changes and variations are cyclical and in no way correlate to CO2 levels, which are causing global warming. The climate change Nazis are simply looking to prey on the gullible and force a carbon tax to enrich themselves, while you continue to go broke, and now, if they have their way, eat bugs. Thank you for listening. If you found value in this report, please like and subscribe, and if you are able, please visit my affiliate links to support this channel. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.